do. I love the trolls because I clap back at them. I got no problem doing that. No, I do. Like, Echo Pest Control in there. He's using the Echo Pest Control name. I don't believe it's Echo Pest Control. My boy Howard Cushlin, this is funny, though. He goes, Steph Curry, Bob Fitzgerald, and Vontae Hiller are rarefied air. They get the Joe Lacob memos. They get the talking points from Joe Lacob.
Can I ask you this question?
The last time I talked to Joe Lacob was when we were walking off the field during the Kansas City game. And it was a little tick that the marketing deal didn't happen. It was just like, you know, Danny Ainge, man, he's tough to deal with.
If I said to you this, like, the biggest problem with the Warriors is just what's one thing. Biggest
lack of shooting.
Lack of shooting. Okay. What if I said to you, someone else to occupy gravity opposite Steph Curry on the half court?
Oh, well, yes.
Okay.
Well, you
doesn't
know,
Jimmy Butler solve some of that? I'm asking sincerely. Is he rife with risk?
This drives me crazy.
What?
This drives me crazy because we talk about shooting, we talk about spacing, we talk about gravity. I don't want to bring this guy up, and I have done a good job this season of not bringing this guy up.
Okay.
But you kind of had that with Klay Thompson. You had shooting, and you had gravity, and you had spacing. And everybody told me on this damn show for 2 whole years that he was washed up and he was cooked, and he can't provide any of that. And now we're all bitching him on it for spacing and shooting. We kind of had a player there.
They offered him a 2-year deal.
Well, I don't want to get into semantics, but I'm just saying. I don't care about the kind of goal. You can believe what you want to believe.
Okay.
Warriors Wednesday brought to you by Freeman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances and live working vignettes. Visit Freeman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today. So you know what? I'm going to sit back, 888-957-9570, and I want to hear from Warrior fans. What do you want them to do?
Buy or
what
sell.
What wouldn't make you happy? Buy or sell anything.
It's just buy or sell. It's simple. It's just, are you buying or are you selling? See, to me, sign me up for Zach LaVine. Sign me up for, like, forget it. Like, let's do it. Butler, Zion, something. Like, anything. Honestly. Look, the alternative is we're tanking. I'm not ready to do that. Like, I it might be their best path to being good again, but I'm not ready to do that. I'm in denial mode. So, I'm ready to buy. Like, even if I know it's reckless.
All right, bye. Who's
and
Wojcicki?
And I know everyone who buy has flaws.
Right, all right. You want to buy, you
Wojcicki? Zach LaVine gets to play alongside Steph Curry. Now, I don't know if Zach's a great defender. Who knows? But I know this. When he puts the ball on the floor, multiple guys will have their eyeballs on him.
All right, Jimmy Butler, I'm buying.
He's in the middie. I know multiple eyeballs will be set on Jimmy Butler with the ball in his hands. I also know he's a willing passer, and he worked really well. I would take that. Right now, Andrew's a good player, B. I'm not saying he's not. But no one fears Andrew Wiggins in the half court. No one.
But they fear his defense.
Take as many threes as you want.
They fear his defense. They fear his driving ability.
Okay. I understand that you have to play both ends. Be good at one thing before I'm worried about both things. Right now, the Warriors aren't good offensively. I would try to fix that. I can't be good at both.
888-957-9570.
Sign me up for Zion.
888-957-9570. Who's buying and who's selling?
I'm buying.
Who's buying and who's selling?
What are you doing?
I'm chilling, baby. I don't lose sleep whether they buy or sell.
Humpty,
I'm good,
get
baby.
Off the fence.
No, I'm not getting off the fence. Well, I'm a big boy, baby. I understand both sides of the equation.
If you're
going
to ask the question, I think you got to give an answer.
No, I don't. I don't have to do anything. I don't have to do anything I want. All right? I'm not buying or selling. I'm chilling. Because if they buy, great.
Can I need an answer?
If they sell, great. If they don't do anything, great. I will not lose a second of sleep over whatever they do.
If they don't do anything, I'm
but for this hypothetical,
hand
though, Bonte.
To palm of the face.
I'm chilling,
what are
baby.
We doing if they
I'm
don't
chilling.
Do anything?
I'm chilling.
If they let $36 million in expiring contracts just sit on their bench, they might as well wave the white flag right now.
I'm chilling, baby.
Just wave the white flag.
I'm chilling, baby.
You're wasting the
I'm
Steph
chilling,
Curry era
baby.
At the end.
We got Buddy Buckets. Let's go to Matthew in Canada. Matthew, what's up?
Man, I'm buying. You know Steph Curry, who's turning 37 this year. I mean, like, he's near the end. Why on God's green earth would we be selling, right?
Thank you.
And to Shasky's point, yes, our offense is a big problem, but Wiggins isn't the problem in my eyes. You see, we have Draymond Green getting $25 million, and what does he provide offensively besides passing the ball?
Yeah, but I'm not trying to trade Andrew Wiggins shooting a career high 80%
from
three.
No, I'm not either,
I don't want to trade Andrew Wiggins. Now, here's a great 5-1-0.
I don't think anyone wants him.
Sell. Trade Draymond and Steph for a big package. You all aren't going to win anything this year. You trade and try to improve. You go and maybe get the second best round pick or whatever it is. All right, here we go. Here we go. Greg and Sam Ramon, what are you doing? Are you buying or are you selling? Or are you doing nothing, Greg? Talk to me here. Talk to me.
Well, so one of the problems is the Warriors don't have much value to give. So I think the only thing that I would be happy, and first of all, let me just say this. Kerr needs to speak to having Post and Santos on the bench all year. That's number one. He's not going to lose his job, obviously, but he needs to at least answer to why he kept those guys on the bench for so long. But in terms of buy or sell, the only value that I would articulate from the Warriors is trading JK, bundle him up with somebody like Moody. And the only one I would trade for at this point, I wouldn't trade for Butler. That's a waste. I would give Zion, if Zion or nothing, that's the only way I'd trade away Kuminga. If we got Zion.
We're going full NBA 2K today, baby.
Would you rather pay Zion $35-40 million or Kuminga $35-40 million? I'd probably, as much as, look, I don't want to pay either of those guys that much money. I understand the risk. I'm leaning Zion.
There it is. Zion Williamson.
I don't think that's a crazy thing.
Zion Williamson. 888-957-9570.
And he's hurt all the time.
Are you buying or are you selling? Daryl, Shane in San Francisco. He was on deck first. Shane in San Francisco. Are you buying? Are you selling? Are you standing pat?
Standing pat.
Yo, Zion Williamson over Kuminga. Are you kidding me? What was that, like 32 games? I don't think there's a donut shop close enough to Chase Center to get him to come over anyways.
I mean, he's a walking 25-12.
What are you doing, Shane?
Look at his career.
What are you doing, Shane? Yeah. You're buying or you're selling?
No, we're going to keep it. We're going to wait for Kuminga to come back. I don't know if you guys really recognize the gravity that those, what, 6, 7, 8 games before he got injured. I know it's a small sample size, a radio favorite word, but, like, something changed there. That offense was different. The gravity was there. He was the best player on the team for 7 or 8 games, and I'm not saying he is the number one or any of that. But
I would agree.
He will allow Steph to become a number two or a number three, and maybe you need another piece next to Kuminga. But Kuminga next season and even all of this season could have been and should be that number one, two option with Steph. And man, yeah, like Zion, bro, like. For what, 32 games, 25 points a game for 32 games a season? Like, we can't do that. We need Kuminga, man. He's the man.
We need Kuminga. We need JK. We need Air Congo. Daryl and Oakland.
You haven't said what you're
selling. Buying or selling.
We need this.
Buying or selling. Are you buying or selling, Daryl? You just don't listen to the message.
You're asleep at the wheel.
No, you're sleeping at my messaging. I don't need to repeat
what
myself.
What is every, your
message? I repeat myself every day for the last 3 weeks.
What is it?
What is it? Stand pat at the deadline and wait till the offseason to make some moves. Or if you're going to make some moves, I need shooting. I need athleticism. I need speed because I'm small and I'm slow and I'm one of the least athletic teams in the NBA. So I need speed. I need athleticism, which is why I don't want to trade Wiggins because he's one of my more athletic players. I need speed, athleticism, and some shooting. I haven't changed one bit. Well, you guys want me to recycle the material? We're on reruns right now. We're remixing.
You can't hold all of those 7 opinions.
I don't have 7 opinions. It's one.
And make logical sense.
No, it is logical. It just doesn't make sense to you.
The Minnesota Timberwolves when they had the number one pick. I'm cool with either Wiseman or Anthony Edwards. Or just stamp pat, maybe trade down.
Hey, there's a lot of
Isaac Okoro.
Hey, there's a lot of drafts where Nick Bosa or Quentin Williams. I was good with both of them. I wanted Quentin Williams, but I was good with Nick Bosa. That happens. That happens in sports. You could be good with either or situation. Why has it got to be either or? Why does it have to be black and white? Why can't we be down the middle sometimes? For crying out loud. It's called perspective. Perspective with some of you young fans do not have because of social media. Daryl in Oakland, what are you doing? You buying, you selling. You buying, you selling. Or you standing pat. What are you doing, Daryl?
I assume first meeting is going to be like, boys, just like we used to do, same.
Wow.
San Fran.
Well, I don't know what happened there.
No, my fingers hit the screen.
Oh, okay.
Got a little too excited.
Carter looked like he
that was me. That was me.
So confused.
He got someone off his sweatpants.
I like this. I got called a coward.
Hold on, what?
Hey, 408. I'm not a coward, you punk. Okay, 408, listen to this. Told you 408? I'm okay with standing pat at the deadline because there may be more players available in the offseason. This thing looks cooked right
that
now.
That is the most politician answer of all time.
But why is it a politician answer?
See
it's a
both
take.
Both sides make great points.
Politician's tale.
Is it not a take, Carter? Is it not a take? Is it not a take?
It's a take.
It's a take. Stand pat. You may not agree with it.
Well, it's a take, but we're asking
you
a question. Agrees with,
you're asking me a question. What should they do? Stand pat at the deadline.
No, well, the question was buy or sell.
Yeah,
oh, buy or sell? Buy or sell. Don't do either. They have to stand pat.
But what if that wasn't an option, though?
Well, it is an option.
But let's just play with this hypothetical for a second.
Buy. So I can hear you guys complain about something different 3 weeks from now. After they buy, you're going to complain about something the way they bought. Oh, they shouldn't have bought this player. They shouldn't have bought that. They shouldn't have done it this way. They shouldn't have done that.
Just give me something new to talk about.
We're talking Warriors, man. What do you want me to do?
We're in a neutral zone. I think all of us, like the fans included, we just want something different.
I want Zion Williamson. I want Giannis Antetokounmpo. I want Nikola Jokic. Oh,
wow.
I want the top players in the league. Coach. You ask me what I want? Yeah. That's what I want. I want a triple-double threat at the center position. Daryl in Oakland, can you speak, please?
Get Hakeem Olajuwon out of retirement.
Hey, come on, man. What are we doing? This is an NBA 2K, folks. This isn't the trade machine. This is real life. Pro sports. It's hard to make deals. Daryl in Oakland.
Good morning, guys. That was pretty awesome. Well, I'm definitely selling. The reason is, here, case in point, the Expendables sucks as a movie. I'm not going to bring back Sly Stallone. I want Rocky Part 1. And the only way you're going to get to Rocky Part 1 and 2 is you got to sell now. Case in point, look at Kobe. Look at the end of Kobe's career. Did Kobe enjoy the last of his career? Did any of Lakers fans? I don't want that to happen to Steph Curry. That's the trajectory we're currently on.
It's true.
Okay, do you get it? Steph is going to be Kobe, and we're all going to be watching, and the Lakers are going to be trying to surround him with stuff, and it was garbage. It was garbage, you guys. Sell. And listen to this. Look at this stuff. You like shooting, Bonte? Look at Trey Johnson from
Texas.
He's
right.
Dude dropped 30 last night.
He's right.
30 in his sleep.
This is the year, B. I'm telling you, if ever there was a year to just slip into the lottery, this is the year.
Well, they might. By just playing out the string, they might slip into the lottery. They just might. And I don't care that they have the 14th hardest remaining schedule. The Warriors can't take the Utah Jazz lightly, for crying out loud. All right?
That wasn't even the Utah Jazz. That was like the Salt Lake G Squad.
Salt Lake City Stars. So you guys think of buying. Well, you certainly didn't see. Utah Jazz didn't play their top six players, with the exception of Colin Sexton.
Can I give you the final year of Kobe? You had 8-year vet Nick Young. You had 15-year vet Meta World Peace. You had 10-year vet Lou Williams. You had Robert Sacre, who was in his third year.
Yeah.
Rookie D'Angelo Russell.
Oh, my God.
First year, second-year player Julius Randle. Rookie Larry Nance Jr. Jordan Clarkson was in his first year. Anthony Brown was a rookie. And Tariq Black was in his first year. Oh, and don't forget Brandon Bass.
Stop!
That sounds a lot like the Warriors currently. I mean, like, I'm not going to lie to you.
Let's get to the calls before Slater.
You selling me on Andrew Wiggins is like trying to sell me on Nick Young back then.
Oh, man, no. That's
a joke. That's a terrible joke.
That's disrespectful. You're getting disrespectful.
No one's disrespecting.
You're getting disrespectful with Andrew Wiggins.
2 months.
You say Nick
they
Young. They didn't have a great 2 months. He had a good year. Forgot he was an all-star, for crying out loud. And he had a great playoff run. And now he's having a hell of a season. He's back. He should be in a running for most improved player.
Just stop that.
All right.
Most improved player.
He's in a running. Why not? He had career lows last year. He was awful last year.
You see the numbers?
He's so much better than last year. It's not even funny. By the way, here's a take.
17? What are you talking about?
That was a really hot take.
I mean,
he had 13 points a game last year and shot terribly. He's 80% from the free throw line this year.
Wow.
Wow, what? This team's the worst free throw shooting team in the league? We can't be scoffing at things like that. That's what I'm saying.
I can't believe Wiggs is the comeback player of the year.
He should be in the running. See, words matter.
I can't believe
you guys aren't listening to the words, and it's okay.
Well, speaking of words, isn't there a word you need to give out right now?
Yeah, I know. I was trying to do it right now. It's time to give out the keyword. You didn't know the winning spot in the knockout tournament. The person I'm going to knock out, who is it going to be? The keyword is free. Again, no, you will not beat Andrew Wiggins at free throw shooting. I heard that. You will not. 80% free throw shooting for Andrew Wiggins this year. Free falling. Again, the key word is free. Like, it's free to listen to us. It's not free to go to a Warriors, Giants, or Niners game.
It's free
unless
on the Odyssey
app. It's free on the Odyssey app to listen to us. Free. In case you need to learn how to spell free, it's F-R-E-E. like the color off the seed. No, that's not it. That's yesterday's read. Free is a keyword. Listen between 8:30 and 9. And when you hear the sounder, you'll be the first to call it and get the keyword, and you will be on your way to Chase Center to play a 95-70 game knockout tournament. I got a take for you before we go to the calls, because a lot of people call it in.
Wait,
by
you have
a take? No, I don't have a take. Uncle Gene has a take.
Uncle 510. Gene. All right.
No, I have a lot of takes that you guys scoff at. And then a year later, Saskia's like, you know, you said something last year, and I now subscribe to it. It always happens. It's like clockwork. No one. Uncle G said, buy no one. Butler, keep Wiggs. Talk Steph into retirement at year's end. Take a rebuild. That's Uncle G. Now we're getting crazy.
What's crazy out here? Talking Steph into retirement, or Bonte trying to make the pitch for Wiggins' most improved player of the year?
No, I'm just saying he should be in a running for it. You think it's a joke? Look at his numbers last year. The guy's balling this year.
He's 4 points per game better.
4 points is a lot on this team. John in San Jose. John, what's happening? Come on, man. Look at the impact on both sides of the floor. John in San Jose, what are you doing? You buying or selling, John?
I'm buying. I think the fundamental problem with the Warriors is everybody can see they don't have those shooters, but they can go to the basket. I mean, last night they almost lost the game by jacking up a bunch of errant threes in the fourth quarter, and as soon as they started going back to the basket, the lead started growing.
Well, like, let me, real quick, John, let me just tell you, they got outscored to Pate yesterday 56-32. So there's not much balance.
That's fine. But they increase their lead by going to the basket. You can get outscored in the paint. They need to stop shooting so many threes because they're missing them.
And they don't have great
shooters. If they go to the basket, they'll get more points. Right. Wiggins is shooting 80%. It's the same thing I tell my kid. Like, this is fundamental. Like, go to the basket. You'll get fouled. You'll get free throws. You'll get a layup, or you'll get a dunk. You live with that.
Well, here's the deal, though. But, John, when you're the worst free throw shooting team in the league, you're going to be a little hesitant to go to the lane and get fouled because you're the worst free throw shooting team in the league.
Foul trouble? Good players will be in foul trouble, and you'll be playing against the
second team. We don't have many guys who can dribble, drive, penetrate by any defender.
Isn't that part more like, why you got to buy?
Yeah, let's go. I'm here for the buying. Ryan is St. Louis. This ain't can't open a cow,
Ryan. Miss a big free throw down the stretch that like, you know.
They won by 11. Ryan in St. Louis, what's up?
Until the key dunk, it was close.
What's up, man? How y'all doing? What's up, Ryan?
Hey, so here's my issue with going on with the Warriors. For 2.5 years now, we know that we should have been playing the rookies, and we still haven't done it. For 2.5 years, we've been horrible at ending games last 5 minutes, and we've lost over probably 30 or 40 games because of our late-game execution. And we still sit there looking at Steve Kerr and don't put no responsibility for putting the guys out there that are consistently bumming it in the fourth quarter. Not only that, we make the bad teams, whenever they play against us, whether it's the Memphis Grizzlies, whether it was the Jazz, the Chicago Bulls, they all sudden like they got 3 all-stars when they play against the Warriors. At what point have we been begging for an athletic big since we won the ring? We still don't have one 2 years later. What point have we begged for our coach to play the rookies who we say, look at Franz, look at Pablo, look at A. Cunningham, and they've been getting the minimum of 30 minutes per game for the last 2 years. But then we sit there and say, well, what is Kuminga when we never give him the opportunity to go out there and play 30 minutes consistently for a year? We still don't sit there and hold our coaching staff responsible for having these young guys to develop because we're trying to hold on to the past while we stay don't make the playoffs. Sure. We're on the fringe of even being relevant when it comes to a team that can cause any type of fear. But we look at the Houston Rockets and flip it around. We look at these other teams who have the young guys like the Cavs and flipped it around with new coaches, with energy, with attention to details, all that chilling at the god doggone facility before games. It's time out for that. These kids need some structure. They need to turn around the mentality in that locker room. They need somebody cussing them out to get their butts ready to go out there and be prepared.
Well, I have to trade my grief for that. 415, it's not free to listen. I have to pay my therapist $big after these politician non-takes. The streets of saying Lakers texting me right now. Oh, wait. Joe Lakem just texted me. Actually, he did just text me. Hey, Bonte, you're doing a great job. Keep this up. I need you.
Try to sugarcoat that text.
Payroll starts on the 5th. Thanks, Uncle Joe. Thanks, Joe Lakem. Thank you for the
money. Well, no, let me just throw this at you. It's like, here's a great example. Like, right? there's this thing about chasing wins for the last couple of years. And that is, no, that has stymied some of the younger guys playing. Like, given where they're at right now, they're going to keep using the excuse of, and look, I like Looney. I do. We're going to play Looney because he gives us a better chance to play. Like, Quentin Post is clearly a guy that we all want to see more of.
Looney has had DMPs galore this year.
No, I'm saying moving forward. Well, B, he's an expiring contract. So,
no doubt.
Like, you, it's not just no doubt. It's either he goes or you extend him and he stays, right, and wait, one of these other bigs
got
goes.
A next text.
So you need to see Quentin Post. Like, he's on this roster. Oh, next
another
year.
Text from Lake. Bonte, don't repeat this, but I know you got to do a radio show, so repeat it anyway. I want you to let the fans know that we are trying. We're trying to pick a direction. And right now, we love this Quentin Post guy. We love Post. However, he gets into foul trouble. We have to play Looney. Looney grabbed 11 rebounds. So, Bonte, ask your people, what do they want? We're trying. We're trying to do everything to build a winner. So we're doing. We want to pack the house. Uncle Joe, I got you. I'm going to just reply and say, hey, I'm busy.
I love
right
how
now.
Candid Joe Lacob is with you in these texts.
No, it's a couple of them are in all caps, but you know what?
He's an all caps texter?
I mean, yeah, Joe, I
wow.
No, he
you
also,
know my nickname is.
Wait, he told me too.
Post.
Well, he passed it up layups yesterday. You saw that? He zoomed past me on a line wire well, scooter yesterday.
Well, on that one that he passed up the layup, Pods hit the three.
He did hit the three.
Thank
yeah,
God.
But still,
thank
yeah,
God.
No, thank God.
Thank God. But that's Joe, why the Joe, young guy needs to play, Bonte.
I got
to
send Joe.
The postman.
I got to send Joe. I got to send Joe like my riding number.
Will you tell Joe
number.
He said hi personally for us?
No, I got to send him my riding number right now. So you guys keep talking. Let me get him my riding number. Make sure I get that direct deposit.
James, invite him to
James
that House
Vegas.
Of Prime Rib for that
James
bet
in
I'm
Vegas.
Win.
Yeah, because so he can pay for it. James in Vegas, what's happening?
Pull a
Vegas. Let's go to Vegas. 7-Eleven. 7-Eleven. Hey, James, what you doing? You buying? You selling?
Man, I'm selling Kerr and buying Mike Brown. We need somebody that can develop young players, man. We did everything we could do with him. He doesn't look too enthused night to night. We need a guy that wants to work with the young guys. Like, we don't have a choice. Curry's 37, man. Draymond has got too many problems. He's either fighting, hurt, being LeBron's intern or whatever he's doing for him. It's like, come on, man. We got to move on.
All right, Joe said, Joe's just texting me right now. He says, tell James in Vegas, we're not doing anything with Steve Kerr. He could be our coach here for the rest of his life. We're not making any substantial coaching changes right now. So that's from Joe.
What was a worse sell job? Lovman trying to sell you on the guy at third base a couple years ago for the Giants as being an all-star? Or are you selling me as Wiggins for most improved player in the NBA?
No, I said he should be considered.
What was that third base?
But it's better than your sell job on the 2025 Giants the other day. Remember?
Davis?
Spadoni and I had to take over the sell job for the Giants. You sold us out of the yard, Joe. You showed us to a point where we're like, yeah, we don't even know if we want to pay for NBC Sports Bay Area anymore. Let's not forget about your sell job, right, Lovin? Right, Lovin?
Yeah.
Both of your sell jobs sucked the other day before Larry Bear. It was awful.